Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, and welcome to another episode of the Sound Heart Radio. Tonight's episode is entitled, Is Your Life Built Upon the Rock of the Word of God? I'm going to be reading from Matthew chapter 7, beginning at verse 24. Matthew chapter 7, beginning at verse 24. Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man, which built his house upon the rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon the rock. And everyone that heareth these sayings of mine, and doeth them not, shall be likened unto a foolish man, which built his house upon the sand, and the rain descended, and the floods came, and the wind blew, and beat upon that house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it. And it came to pass, when Jesus had ended these sayings, the people were astonished at his doctrine, or at his teaching. For he taught them as one having authority, and not that describes. It is very interesting that we have within the Matthean document or the book of Matthew another document inside of it called the Sermon on the Mount, which extends from Matthew chapter 5 to Matthew chapter 7. And some have called the Sermon on the Mount the Constitution of the Millennial Kingdom. But I want you to know furthermore, that when one studies the Gospel of Matthew, indeed, one studies all these synoptic gospels, we get a portrait of the person of Jesus that is indeed relevant for our times and for our lives in the present tense. What has become really a profound interest to me is the fact that in studying the Word of God and looking deeply into it, one begins to see that when one has a well-ordered spiritual life, then one's mentality also changes. And there is also a physical aspect, because the body responds to what is going on in the mind or in the heart. Scientists have found that the heart itself has neuronal or neurons. And not only does the brain, but that every cell of the body has neurons and responds to what goes on, that is, that conversation that goes on between the heart and the brain. So when it comes to the Word of God, here we have a very important passage, that is verses 24 through 27, and these are the words of Jesus himself. And so we understand that he is the Logos, he is the mentality, and he is the expression of the mentality of God through speech. He is the Logos, he is the Anthropos, he is the God-man, and he is God in bodily form, he is God in human form. As such, he is God's ideal man. Jesus said I am the truth in contradistinction to all others. I alone am the truth. My words conform to reality, or my words conform to what is intrinsically there. And so, Jesus, in the Great Sermon on the Mount, with these words, therefore, whosoever heareth these things of mine. Now, the word here in verse 24, for heareth, the verb here is from the word akouo in the Greek, which means to hear with a view to obeying. In Deuteronomy 6:4, in the great Shema, we have, hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. And so the Hebrew word Shema also means the same thing. It means to hear with a view to obey. And so Jesus utters these very important words to his auditors. Whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and do it. And so we have two important verbs to us here, heareth and do it. We are to practice what we hear. We are to put the word of God into practice. And so he says, when one heareth and doeth the word, he states, I will liken him unto a wise man, which built his house upon a rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. So, that is the English version, but the English uses an indefinite article before the noun rock. The Greek does not. The Greek uses the article the. And it is very important that we make that distinction. Notice what Jesus says. I will liken him unto a wise man, verse 24, which he built his house upon the rock. We must found our lives, or our lives must be founded upon the Word of God, upon who Jesus is. He is that rock. He is the foundation. Now, Paul writes that no other foundation can anyone lay than that which is laid, which is Christ Jesus. And so we build our lives upon Him and His Word. When we do this, our lives are stabilized. And when our lives are stable, we can begin to grow in the Word. And we can grow in the Word of truth, and our worship, our praise, and our service will also grow. In other words, we will produce fruit unto the Lord if we follow His Word. And so Jesus goes on. He says in verse 26, and everyone that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not shall be likened unto a foolish man which built his house upon the sand. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it. So there is a contrast here. When we speak about the Word of God, there is never a both and. It is always an either or. There is an intrinsic dualism. We obey or we disobey. There is no word in the Greek or in the Hebrew for one who obeys a little or one who obeys sometimes. And so we have to understand that there must be that complete dedication to the Word of God. There must be that surrender of the ego. Galatians 2:20, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me, and the life that I now live, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. Very, very important that we understand this. Good evening. Hello? Hello?
Hello? Hi. Hey, good morning.
Good morning. Well, good evening. For me, on the West Coast.
Well, okay, good evening. I'm on the East Coast, so, you know, good morning. Well, good timing. I'm at work overnight. I picked up an extra shift, changing my life. Don't have all the answers, but I got some path in front of me, you know. And just what you said at that perfect, when I cut your show on, what you said at the time in which I joined the call maybe a minute ago was exactly what I was looking for. And I have to have that faith. And brother, I don't know you, but I'm one. I am doing my best to overcome what has been placed in us that is opposite of all the faith in the creator of heaven and earth and my heavenly father. And I'm working on it, and you helped. And I'm just doing my best to overcome what's been placed in us and striving to do what you said when I cut your call on. You said, if you hear the word and you do it, you know, your house on rock. I like my house to be on rock and not sand, you know. I would love for my as I look up at the stars, it's so beautiful. I would love for my mind not to waver, you know, like the sea, as I'm reading about. And I would love to have more strength and less fear. That's it.
Yeah.
That's it, brother.
Amen. Well, I have 2 minutes and like 40 seconds. May I pray for you?
Let's go, brother. Of course. This is awesome.
Father, in the name of Jesus, I want to pray for my brother. I pray that you will bless him and watch over him. And he has a great desire to serve you and to have his life built upon that solid foundation, that the rock that is Jesus himself. I thank you for this desire, and I know that you're going to bless him and meet his need in this life. I can hear his voice, his thirst and hunger for righteousness. And Father, I just pray that you would show him a miracle immediately and just show him your presence in his life. I thank you in the name of Jesus, our Savior. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, man. And I pray the same prayer for you as well. Thank you, man.
Thank you so much. Thank you. I have 1 minute and 40 seconds. And so I'm going to be signing off. Thank you for calling, and I hope you stay tuned to us to the show.
I'm going to add my email so when you're on, I can be notified. May I ask you a question before you take off?
Yes.
What is that
scripture
about practicing?
It is Matthew chapter 7,
yes.
Verses 24 through 26. And also James chapter 1,
yep.
Verse 22, be you doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving yourself.
Thank you. Thank you, brother. Thank you.
Okay. All right.
Have a
God
great
bless
night,
you.
Brother. God bless you, brother.
You too. Okay. Bye now. Good evening. My name is Dr. Josiah Rich, and God bless you. Have a great day.